There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Hello, my friend, and happy Easter morning again and again and again. May the bright light of God's loving mercy, God's hesed, a wonderful, wonderful, rich word from our Hebrew tradition, may that love of God dwell in your hearts through faith. And may it fill your days in your life, and may we right now just settle into the confidence of God's mercy. I barely used my voice today. You're the first I'm talking to. And it's wonderful sharing a reflection with you in the beginning of, in the midst of this Easter season. He will surround you with a shield of peace. Everywhere will be a guard and bless your entrances and your departures, so that in every place you may find the Son of Peace, and your peace may come on all who receive you. A simple quote from St. Paulinus of Nola, and I really don't know St. Paulinus. I knew a friar who had the name Paulinus, a lovely man when I was first a friar, a carpenter, a very bright man who helped in retreats. And he knew, understood, and was a great example of God's mercy. I don't remember ever experiencing Paulinus in a stance of judgment, certainly not in punishment towards others. I was a young friar, and he was, for a number of years, the responsibility of forming young friars who were possibly going to take on a career as a carpenter or working in another way within our order when that seemed to be part of what we were still accomplishing within our fraternity, a lot of taking care of ourselves, somewhat in a monastic style. But as our life began to turn out, as all of our lives do, to others, to the world around us, and this was the time of Vatican II, as it is now with our Pope Francis, who shows us mercy, who calls us into ways of mercy, and possibly you're listening to this at the time of the Sunday of Divine Mercy, we settle into, in the best sense of settling into, this rich sense that he will surround us with his shield of peace. And that everywhere there will be a guard, a blessing of our entrances and departures. You can feel that if you'd let yourself. Again, you've heard me if you listened. I love our doxology as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end, amen. As it was in the beginning, is this God of love who from all time longed for his Logos, his Son, his Christ, the very meaning, the fullness of God's love, to be shared, to be creative, to bring forth what we are and all that is around us and all that has been in time and all that will be now and forever. Just the fountain fullness, the cornucopia of God poured out. God's longing to be and to be more and more expressed in love, and love poured out, which is what mercy is. Simple definitions from the Latin would be wage or reward, and as we dig into it and within our faith, it's not wage or reward for anything we did, nor does it replace anything we didn't do. God is not caused by our lack, or in fact, our richness of cause. God is pure love poured out now. Responds to our love, responds to our sinfulness, but God's first response is to us. And right now, God is blessing our coming and our goings, possibly in a busy time, and as St. Paulinus says, in every place to find the Son of Peace. One of the readings for me this Sunday and through this Easter season, and one we take on the road often, that especially highlights this for me is the early church. We hear it from Acts, particularly because these are the actions of early Christians. It's called that. Acts 4, 32 to 35, if you'd ever want to take time with it. The community of believers were of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common, and with great power the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. The great favor is this outpouring love that's here for us as we live this life of peace, bearing witness in the world to the resurrection, which is to say that God has risen up from all darkness and all sin and from all life within the midst of everything, and is life itself over and again and always has been for us, not caused by our sin that God would return, not needed because we offended God, but fully out of God's desire and delight in responding to us, to our need, has God come. Not constrained by our constraints, but free because God is free. God is Hesed. 59 times the word in the Gospels arises as mercy. And each time it's in the context of the fullness of life that is ours, purely because God is the fullness of life. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Be merciful as your God is merciful. The action, the truth of this outpouring heartful in this love, where the early Christians just shared what they had with each other and found a joy in it and celebrated the light of the resurrection, not only by gathering and saying he has risen, but by gathering and living a resurrected life of mercy and kindness for one another. But we might take a little time, as I get very exuberant here again. You might say, I'm not looking for more energy. I'm looking for peace. And we find that in God's mercy. You might be seeking and finding that now, and I'd welcome you to do that. In fact, I'd invite you to risk doing it not because of your sin and suffering, which may be profoundly real right now. So without ignoring any part of your life that seems to need God's mercy, I'd invite you and I to look up and see the merciful God who has come to us, who dwells in our hearts through faith, as St. Paul says. As St. Francis would say, create a place within yourself where God might dwell. And so this indwelling of God's presence is mercy. Is this shield that Paulinus talks about for us everywhere and anywhere that allows us to receive and send forth others in mercy. And this early friar in my life was an example of that. You and I are to others as we settle in now. And let not sin and hurt be focus, but the fine fullness of the Father's love for the Son manifest now in the world, in this Easter season, and as we celebrate divine mercy, God's mercy, unrestrained, uncontained, freely given, mercy upon mercy upon mercy. My friend, we might take a breath as I just did, and allow the depth of that to go way down in us. We might just feel that happening. And then allow, because it happens naturally, that breath to rise up again and enter out into the world. And to receive again the breath of fullness now in this moment. And offer it again back up and out into the world. For thus we receive God's peace and mercy, and at once, and like the early community, not holding on to it as a possession, we offer it freely to those around us and to a world so in need of peace and mercy. Simple meditative practices, quiet moments like this one, when sin flees and we see and feel with the eyes of our hearts and delight and are determined in a new way to love. With God's great mercy. The peace of the Lord be with you, my friend, now and always.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.